Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
The Stool Podcast.
What do we want?
Mr. Stool!
Dad, who the hell are these assholes?
Guys are so mean.
Those kids aren't real. Those kids.
We don't want your music.
You're their forfeit.
You guys are so embarrassing.
To win any motherfucker always be funny.
Nice work, you dunce.
I'm already on Milky Way wishes.
I started playing Ghouls and Ghosts yesterday.
Nice.
Not yesterday, the other day. I was playing New Year's Eve. Playing Ghouls and Ghosts because my girl, she fell asleep. And she fell asleep at like, she wakes up at like 3 a.m. So she went to sleep at like, or took like a nap. A 3-hour nap at like 8 o'clock. She woke up right before the ball was dropping. I was like, babe. She's like, and I'm like,
can I be honest with you? That kind of rips, dude. I'd say everybody gets 1 year. You can do that.
Yeah.
That kind of rips. Fine. Where you just pass out for all the festivities.
Yeah.
Wake up for like that one groggy hour of just hanging out with a bunch of drunk people. Well, and then enjoy the ball drop.
Yeah, that rips. I would do that. But it was just me, her, and the girls, right? And then one of her daughters is just on her tablet on the counter. And then the other one's in her room talking on the phone for like 6 hours because she's 13. You know what I mean? So it was just me and her, and I'm like, well, I'm going to play video games while she fucking falls asleep.
Let's get into our favorite New Year.
Favorite
of
New
our,
Year?
Of our life, and then kind of explain it. I'm down.
I mean, I'm down. I'll be gay about it.
But be quick about it.
I'll be gay about it.
What about gay is not quick? Come on.
True.
Come on.
True.
Is that the thing we're going to start?
Oh shit, we here. We here, motherfucker.
We live.
Yo, check it out, you fit ass. Check it out. I'm gonna bleep all that. Don't worry. Welcome to the Stool Podcast. I'm Johnny Savage. We live. We're not live. This is a two-parter. I got on my, we spun again. I was in the clear. We got on my right side, Mr. Anthony.
I'm back at the desk. At the other desk. They're all desks. I'm back at this desk.
Yeah.
And then on the BB.
On the board, bitch.
On the BB.
The board, bitch, today.
That Marron. Mickey Marron.
It's me, Mickey.
Dude, this episode's going to be so lit. We're all so drunk.
This is a maricon right here.
This might be our best episode. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. We don't even have topics today.
There's a couple more Instagram
things. That's it, though. That's it.
But that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
going to be fun. So since things are on me right now, I'll go ahead and let's see. How was your new year? Did we get into the new year well?
I think we did that already.
No. We're still, this is a two-parter. It's okay. Both. It's in New Year's 1, New Year's 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But we want to hear the comments of the people of how their New Year was. You know what I mean? Was it shitty? Likely. Was it not? Unlikely.
Let us know in the comments how your New Year's was.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, just beforehand, we don't care. But you can tell us. You're more than welcome.
Like we said, we only respond to negative comments. We don't respond to positive comments.
Exactly. Yeah.
Only negative. If you have shit to talk, we'll respond because we are insecure guys. and we will just always, you know, fight back for our insecurity.
Yep.
And that's just going to be how this goes. And that's why we love our fans. Okay. Fans and friends.
All, ooh, all two of you.
We got candy over here.
All right. You guys ready to take a shot or what?
Oh, yeah. Let us stop.
The rest
damn!
Of
these are Oreo peanut butter.
Yes.
Bro.
Wait, that one's peanut butter?
Peanut butter Oreo right there.
Damn, there's one more. I need one of those. Yeah.
Make you my God. Money.
These, wait, no, let's shut up. These came from your...
My sister. So, some of those are store-bought. And then my...
Oh, yeah, obviously the Kisses and shit.
That, what you're eating, stuff, yeah. The Oreo shit and that weird square cookie mm-hmm. came from my nephew's girlfriend. Her name is Jolly. She is Indian.
Her name is Jolly?
Yeah. She's Indian. Her name is Jolly. And there might be anthrax in it, just so you know.
For the record.
I met her once.
For the record,
I didn't taste
any anthrax, and I would know.
So. I don't know.
Clip it, dude.
I don't know. This one right here, Mick, looks like it's got a little bit of anthrax.
Look at this guy. You dropped the peanut butter one.
This one? Did I?
Yes, it's on the floor right there. You ruined it. I got it.
I don't know. All I'm saying is this one looks wild. Like it's got a little bit of anthrax on it.
Look at this.
Show that to the camera.
No, it's powdered sugar, idiot.
Oh, it's powdered sugar? Oh, my bad. I thought it was anthrax.
Oh, man. Johnny is going to be wild this episode.
Oh, fuck.
All right, guys. Let's get into 2025, January.
Are we going to take the shot, or are we just going to pussy out?
Are you ready?
What's up? Bro, this is fucking delicious.
Hey, shut up. We're having a conversation. It's an A-B conversation. Can you see your way out? Thank you. So, Mick, levels are good?
For who?
All of us. I don't know. I'm asking you.
Sound great.
I mean, can you hear yourself?
I hear myself pristinely.
Yeah, me too.
So,
all right. Well, let's put it over the top, guys. We're going to take another shot here, and we're just going to get, it's going to be an interesting podcast. Let's go.
Mick, you got your shot?
There it is. Oh, God.
I just realized that Anthony barely took any of his first shot, so his second shot's going to be
worse.
It's
going to be lit, yeah.
Look at my first shot. I took, like, almost all of it.
That explains some things.
Hang on.
Here we go.
Hang on.
We're waiting.
Make your pussy.
Dang. I forgot about Lifesavers.
Lifesaver gummies. Nick, what are you? What on earth?
He's
are
doing
you?
The real
know.
Work.
I don't know.
He doesn't. He doesn't okay. know.
He's just going to become an ASMR
ready?
Podcast.
Go.
3, 2, 1, go.
Come on, go.
Jesus. What is this? Shout out Toto's. Sponsored. The Stool Podcast. Toto's Vodka.
Toto's Vodka. Look at these.
Yeah.
On New Year's, I didn't drink at all. Not 1 ounce of beer. Nothing. Not 1 ounce of alcohol. Because I was with my girl and her daughters, and we don't promote that in our household.
So you want to be responsible looking adult?
Yes.
So you lie?
Yes. That's what we do to children, right?
Yeah, that's the only way to do it. That's what my parents did for me, and look at how well-adjusted and good I turned out, right?
Well,
setting that precedent is good.
Yeah.
You want to be a role model.
Trying to be a good, you know.
It's funny how we're talking about role models on this podcast. We are not,
we're not
role
the
models.
Right. But we're this, not the right guys.
To make it clear, these are personas that we play. This is not how we are. This is our jokey kind of persona that
right.
we do.
This is the caricature of who we are.
Yes, we are responsible human beings and adults that know how to operate in society effectively and functionally. So
give yourself a little break.
Yeah. You know, hour and a half break every couple of weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Do y'all understand that? No. We have no topics at all whatsoever.
No, I'm ready to get into
Let's
something.
Go. What do you get into something? Let's do it.
So okay. Heading into 2025
yeah.
with the two of you guys. You know, I keep on seeing this kind of stuff on Instagram where they're promoting like literally the year 2025 because it's a hot button topic to even just put into just saying 2025 will put you at the top of the algo. What do you guys think?
I didn't think about that. It's a good idea.
What do you guys think is going to happen to this viral marketing stuff in the next year? Because 2024 was such a weird year for all of it.
Yeah.
What do you
think? You're talking about like social media marketing?
Yeah, stuff
like
social media marketing.
I honestly, it's going to just keep going the way it's going right now. I think anyway. I don't think there's anything like innovative. It's just going. It's just going to continue doing what it's doing. That's all. I don't think anything else extra is going to happen.
Yeah. How about TikTok not being there anymore?
It's not going. Yeah. You think
TikTok's going to go? I don't think they're going to let us stay, dude.
No. I think it's going to have to go
anywhere.
I think eventually people.
No.
It will topple, dude. Nope. It will topple just because. No. The top. It's in a. It's a manipulative app. It's literally designed to manipulate.
Yeah.
It's one of the first. It's one of the first apps to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Even Instagram is trying to get on that tip, but it's driven by something different.
Okay.
So like you have Instagram threads and reels and all these things that are trying to do the same thing that TikTok does, but still people turn to Instagram for a different purpose. A whole bunch of people turn to Instagram for a different purpose, literally just to share pictures of their life. Okay. Yeah. That's the difference. Now TikTok is marketing. TikTok is 100%. The app that's designed for marketing.
Yeah.
100%. And that's why you get such strong reach on it. That's why you get so many likes and clicks and views through TikTok is because it's designed to cater to marketing. If you want to be that type of human and market yourself as a product, as a commodity, then TikTok is beneficial. But I think we're reaching this apex where we're talking about, you know, we just all want to be human. so like that's where Instagram or Facebook continues to thrive is because it's...
And then check this out, though. The Chinese,
okay.
The Chinamen, they figured out exactly the formula for social media. And they're excelling at it. And it's perfect. It's doing everything it's supposed to do.
Is that a value?
No, of course not. No social media is of value.
What is the benefit? What is the benefit that it affords our society?
To grow your business. That's it. That's the only thing. Because businesses are on TikTok selling, right? And they're selling a lot. These businesses are doing hundreds of thousands of dollars. On TikTok.
Very lucrative
American businesses.
That's businesses all around the world are using
TikTok. Yeah, I know. I'm saying the reason why it's not going to shut down in America is because too many Americans are making a lot of money off of TikTok marketplace.
Well, this was...
This is the reason why. If Trump,
this harkens to my video the other day.
No, but if Trump... yeah. Can we pull that one up?
Maybe I'm so down. That one. Let's start. Anthony John, 2025. Let's go.
You know.
Just go to my page. Video. It's a great video of me talking and ranting.
Remember, Mick? We talked about it. We talked behind your back.
Oh, dude, I expect that from every human I've ever interacted with. I know they're talking behind my back. Call it paranoia. I call it being one step ahead of y'all.
but I think... Like Trump, he's a true American.
Oh God, what was that? Where'd that come from?
He is the president now, right? He's not gonna let TikTok shut down.
In one day, he will be.
Okay, well, he will be. I mean, there's nothing that's gonna stop him.
No, yeah.
But he's not gonna. He's so about business and capitalism that he's not gonna allow us to shut down TikTok in America because too many Americans are. Benefiting from TikTok marketplace. That's it. Regardless of the social media side of the making the videos and the content, TikTok marketplace has made a lot of money in America.
It's keeping our economy alive. But this
it's
is
helping.
A huge. This
it's not
is a
keeping
huge
alive.
Point.
It's helping though.
This is a huge point to what I'm saying, dude. That this is all the stuff I argue, all the stuff I fucking rant about. This is literally the crux. Of what I'm talking about right here. What does TikTok provide, dude? It's videos.
That's all it is.
It's not even a necessity.
No, it's not.
It's not a I guess you could classify it as a luxury. I guess you could classify it as a commodity. But I would call it only a distraction. It's a distraction.
Right.
It's providing distraction, and distraction is the number one currency right now because everyone hates the world they're living in.
Right, right.
Everyone hates the world around them. They see things that they hate on a daily basis, and it's thanks to this thing.
Right.
And this thing fuels that hatred, and it's designed to fuel that hatred. And if you cut this out of your life, if you cut all of this shit out of your life, I guarantee you'll live a happier life. But you have to take on new challenges and understand new things.
Right.
And to me, I think that's more important for us to get in touch with, the idea that this thing, you see this? You see this fucking piece of shit?
That's a cell phone.
That is not your life, dog.
No,
it's not your life.
You
need to learn it's not your life. Every single fucking person out there should at least be reaffirmed that you are valued and loved and you are important without this fucking piece
of
shit.
Not all of you, but most of you.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Oh, dude, I've gotten into it with some people that they are just that. They're just that. That's all that they value. Yeah. That's all that they have.
No, you can't value your life off of TikTok and videos.
But people do.
No, people do. Yeah.
They measure the value of their lives and status with likes and followers.
Exactly.
And that's how they
measure. A lot of people value their life off of likes. And somebody can have a million followers and literally have a shitty life. Because they don't know how to properly get paid for that. So they're just like, I got a million followers. I make money off of it.
Well, no. I mean, I would say that's one aspect of it, the getting paid part. To me, getting paid is not important, dude. I live off of less than $2,500 a month.
Yeah.
I know that seems crazy to a lot of people.
Yeah.
But I think that's my preferred economic footprint, dude. Mm-hmm. Literally, I would rather just be this person that like has this small, humble life because at the end of the day, when you look at like the world and you understand that there are people that are starving and struggling with poverty and all these real true problems, and we're all concerning ourselves with shit like fucking TikTok and popularity and virality and the algorithm. That's what a lot of us, like the majority of us, are spending our time worrying about. When it's literally like, starvation and poverty have just fallen to the wayside as problems for humanity.
Right.
When it comes to like, how do I make my life better? How do I express altruism? No one wants to do that, dude. No one wants to be altruistic. Everyone's chasing theirs. They're chasing their own shit. They want more. They want Nikes. They want Teslas. They want fucking stuff that's as expensive as you could get it.
Yeah.
You know, to me, I think it's important to be a person who acknowledges that there are 9.6 billion people on the planet and the resources are finite. And we need to acknowledge that, dude. There's not enough resources in the world for all of us to be motivated to be billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
And all the billionaires in the world don't understand the concept of actual selflessness. So there's a whole contingent of literally, I know it's only like 2,000 or 3,000 something out of the 9 billion people that are billionaires, but it's still a incredibly crazy number of people who have that much money.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the CEO of Spotify who got claimed to have an 8 something billion dollar net worth today.
Yeah, fuck that cocksucker.
Fuck that cocksucker, dude. Anybody who has a net worth, I will fucking Luigi Mangione you all day, dude. I don't care, dude. I think you don't deserve your fucking life. I think you are the type. No, fucking beat me, dude. Fucking beat me, dude. Let's go.
Wait.
I'm dead ass right now, dude. I'm dead ass.
Forget everything you just said.
Bleep me or cut me, dude.
Are you on the side of the Ouija Mangio?
I am.
Oh,
I am.
My gosh. You're what's problem. You're the issue with America right now.
Okay, well, people like me think that people that believe what you believe are the issue. So explain your side. Explain why that's more beneficial to the greater good. Explain why being the type of person that person was is contributing to the greater good.
Let me ask you this. What did Luigi Maggioni do?
I'm not even sure that he, honestly, I'm speaking so out of school right now because I'm not super
informed. You brought it up.
I know, but I will just say this.
Why are you on
the side? I'm speaking out of school because I'm super uninformed in a lot of stuff. But when I see evil, I know it. And the fact of the matter is,
the CEO of United Health.
Okay, so the CEO of United Healthcare is a type of person who is able to systematically and fundamentally live his life by a set of guidelines where he knew that people were dying under his decision making, and he was encouraging his employees and followers to what was it? Deter, deny, whatever the DDD was, whatever that was. He's selling evil to the world. He's doing this thing where he's, okay, well, we're going to provide a service to people, but it's not important to me that service is provided. It's important to me that I make my money. And guess what? Millions of people have died because of that.
Okay.
Because they were lied to. Because they were taken advantage of. Because they had hope and faith in a system. Let me finish. I'm sorry. But there's a bunch of people out there that literally, they found out they had a sickness. They turned to the only thing that was ever explained to them as the solution. That solution was denied to them and they died poor, miserable deaths. And their family was left to just suffer from that because these people wanted to make money. If you ask me, it's immoral and it's evil. And I don't believe in that. I don't believe in those people being good just because they didn't pull a trigger on someone. They are still murderers in my eyes. That person is a murderer. Mm. And if you weigh the numbers of the complacency of being a murderer like that versus the person who's, I'm sorry, it is stupid to go pull a trigger. I would never do it. I maybe call me a coward or a pussy. I would never have, I don't care enough to actually have that level of investment and risk my own life and go into prison or do whatever he did. But the fact of the matter is the message that is sent is people like this should not exist and be allowed to exist and take advantage of the rest of us. That's the reality. That's true. And everyone I talk to about this, guess what? I get them to agree with me to a degree because I'm not fucking wrong. It's wrong to be like that. It's immoral.
This is what I'll say. I don't agree. I agree with you that our healthcare is not perfect. It's fucking trash compared to a lot of the earth, you know. I agree with that. But Luigi.
Say it right. Luigi.
Luigi.
Thank you.
It's Luigi. He came from a wealthy
South. Yeah, I've heard this.
And that's why it's bullshit.
I don't care about Luigi. That's the thing. I don't care about the, I really don't care bullshit. About the individual who did it. I don't care about the, I just care about the message that was sent to these.
It's not a message.
Though.
It's not a
That's
message.
That's absolutely
though.
A message.
No. You really think that the other
a lot of CEOs from other,
care?
Yeah, a lot of people resigned after this happened.
No, they don't give a fuck though. They don't care. They're not gonna get, my shit broke over here. They're not gonna get murdered, you know what I mean? But if we're gonna go ahead and support a actual murderer, then that's what's wrong with this country. Why would we support somebody that actually murdered?
Because murder is this thing that we have.
If you're gonna murder somebody,
murder is this thing that we've been systematically convinced that is the worst crime. When in reality, we are all in support of murder. you're very much in support of murder in a lot of contexts. War or the death penalty.
Yes, war.
Absolutely.
I don't like war.
But you don't. But you. Death. But you don't. You don't support defending our country. You don't support that.
I support Americanism.
In the name, in the name of defending our country, we've murdered several thousand people in the last.
We had to.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's
because
that's hypocrisy right there, dude. That's a double standard. That's a double standard.
No, it's not a double standard. If we want to be alive and be well in this country, we have to defend ourselves. Yeah, I don't agree with
that. Okay, but that boils down to this thing where you're drawing a line between these people and those people. And that's our problem, dude.
I don't agree.
When aliens actually come, they're going to look at all our divided bullshit and be like, nope, you're unworthy of the actual, the transcendental qualities that it takes to be a good source of power in this universe. And that's what's going to happen.
Right. But I don't
agree. That's why they run away. Because aliens come and they run away. It's because these people suck.
I don't agree with war. I don't. I think war is retarded. I think that we get into wars and then we spend all kinds of money for no fucking reason. And our country's in debt because of war. Dude, but we have to defend ourselves.
We're literally in the business of overthrowing governments at this point.
Yes. I mean, that's what any
Mike
country,
just fucking nailed it, dude. So it's a business.
It's a business. There's, I mean, you can even see with the inside trading. They all make these decisions so they can enrich themselves and just keep this fucking gravy train going.
And there's literally a contingent of, like, I would say, like, less than 30% of the whole world population that they believe that way. And then there's people like me, you, and Mick, and my family, and the people that we live under this, like, I wouldn't call it a poverty line, but like an income line, that, like, we look at the world a specific way, and these other people, they look at us as ants, dude.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's not, it should not
it's
be
not
allowed.
Right. Yeah,
it's not right. Right. And it should not be allowed.
Yeah,
and the fact of the matter is, this guy, as much as the crime doesn't really suit, you know, the punishment, like, everyone thinks that the only things that you're worthy of death for is, you know, killing someone themselves, or rape, or things like that.
Oh, rape's fine. I'm just saying murder's not good.
Classic Johnny. Classic Johnny. But no, I mean, this guy was complacent in the murder of a lot of people. In the death of a lot of people. And the fact of the matter, that people can't associate the idea that just because he didn't pull the trigger, he didn't unplug their life support.
He didn't do none of that. He literally murdered zero people. That's the CEO.
I disagree.
Zero people. That's your opinion.
You.
That, like, he legit did not murder nobody.
Because he lived, he was one of the type of people who lives off of ignorance is bliss. He's the type of person who ignored his crimes and eventually he had to pay for
it. There's no crimes.
Why is it not a crime? Explain to me how that's not a crime.
That's not a crime because
Johnny, you wouldn't do that, dude. I know that.
I wouldn't.
You're a good person. Yeah. I know that you like money, and I know that you're driven by having a better life. And
yeah, for sure.
If you were offered a mansion and a Lamborghini, you would take them. So I believe in those good. I believe in that part of you. But I also believe that deep down you're a good person. And when it came down to numbers and saying and looking on paper at, like, I can make money from this thing, but a lot of people are going to kind of just die and suffer. You would not pull the trigger on that.
No, for sure. I wouldn't.
So that is the line. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And it's so subtle. It's so subtle and ignored that people,
I think you're missing my point.
Okay.
My point is, I don't think the CEO, I don't even know his name. I don't think this CEO is a good person. I'm not saying that.
Okay. Well,
he's doing his job. And that's it.
You think that's a justification for letting people die when we have the power to save them?
But also at the same time, I don't think Luigi's justified by murdering this guy in cold blood.
Okay.
Because I think you're brainwashed to think that murder is so wrong. Murder is wrong.
We murder all the time. I just had a steak yesterday.
It's wrong every time.
I had a steak yesterday. Somebody murdered an animal.
I come from a Yaqui background. You know what I do every time?
Yaqui?
Yaqui, Native American.
Oh, okay.
Every time teriyaki. I eat chicken.
Teriyaki.
Every time I eat chicken, it's with teriyaki, and it's delicious.
My name is Terry. I'm Yaki.
Every time I eat beef to chicken, I feel guilty because...
Don't feel guilty. Feel blessed exactly. by the sacrifice. Exactly. I get that. I get that 100%.
That's what I do.
That's very separate from what I'm talking about.
And I thank God for giving me this meal. I do that every time. Every time. Because I ultimately love animals. And I'm like, fuck. I'm like, well, a good example is Thanksgiving. When I was, after we're done eating, I took the whole, all the meat off the turkey. You know, the rest of the meat. We ate like one side. So I took all the rest of the meat, put it in a Tupperware and everything. But as I was doing, I was like, this is fucked up.
This is an animal.
I can see his ribs. I can see his spine.
I do that every year. That's one of the things that I do every year is groom the turkey and make sure that I get every ounce of meat off of this bones. But at the same time, dude, okay.
But it's necessary.
Okay. But you're not disproving my point because of the morality of the situation. You get to choose. What you're doing is this ceremonial thing for our sustenance and something that actually provides a purpose.
Right.
This one guy, he saw $1 million or $500,000 and he chose the million, yeah. Even though it that sacrificed other people's lives. That's pure evil, dude.
Yeah, that's evil. I agree with that.
There should be punishments for that evil.
By murder?
Okay. I'm not saying, I'm just saying there should be punishments for that. Uh-huh. And this will change the whole conversation. It's going to change the conversation. It's going to change the conversation. No. This is the same thing as politics. The way that people think that protesting works, it doesn't. Literally. The only thing that changes is contingents of the next generation understanding morality better. Racism didn't change through legislation. Racism changed because on the schoolyard, when you're a kid, if you're like, I hate that N-word, whatever, to say it. Johnny, don't do it.
I thought you forgot, on the schoolyard, a kid
who's like, I hate that N-word.
Right.
He will not be popular and the rest of the kids will not like him because our modern culture does not provide that sort of comfort for that type of characteristic.
Right.
And that's what eventually truly eliminates that behavior. Okay. The same thing needs to take place with this greedy behavior. We need to start expressing it as non-rewarding because right now, the only thing that we're showing is that if you're that type of selfish person who's willing to literally just be complacent in the deaths of several thousand people, several hundred thousand people, I was about to say it because I didn't... several hundred thousand. I'll just leave it at several hundred thousand people. If you're complacent in that kind of industry and you're not trying to make it better and trying to save people and you're just prioritizing your dollar, you are evil. You are evil. That is pure evil. And if we're trying to eliminate evil in the world, we need to get rid of people like that. And I'm not going to say that Luigi Mangione is correct in committing murder. I'll never defend that.
Yeah.
Because I've never done it. And I've had a lot of like frustration to the point where I'm like, and I still will never get to that point. Okay. And that's literally the point of being human is to maintain
this is all my thing. Can we agree that they're both pieces of shit?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I'll agree with that. Okay. I'll agree with that.
All right. Because they are. Everybody's making it seem like
Nick is popping. He's ready to pop right now.
Let him talk. All I'm saying is everybody's saying Luigi Faggione is fucking like a superhero and he's not. Like he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, dumb people will provide him hero praise. But the fact of the matter is the message that was sent
pieces of shit.
Yeah, the message that was sent between all of these pieces of shit. It's going to make ripples in the effect of how this goes in the future.
Okay, I just see it as both sides are romanticizing each other's bullshit. Like literally, it's like a.
So you would acknowledge that both sides are coming from an angle of bullshit, right?
Yeah, they're both bullshit.
Yeah,
My point, though, I feel like if there's going to be any regulations on anything, it should just be on the shareholders and what they can and cannot influence.
Hey, how about you go to the camera?
Oh,
I finally hit it with one. I got it with one. Hey, that was the first one ever. Again. Fuck yeah. We can't high five. What the
there
fuck?
You go. We're a little inebriated. We forgot how to high five.
No, continue, yeah. Mick. Go ahead. I'm sorry, man.
I fucking hate you guys.
Oh, this is what happens when you put three drunks in a room.
Speaking of drunk, do we got any more Russians?
White Russians? I'll get you, dude. I got you.
No, it's Mick's job.
I want to hear his point. I want to hear what he's saying.
Yeah, right. I'll get you your shit right now.
No, I got it. Go. I want you to go.
He can hear you.
No, I'm just saying the way shareholders are allowed to influence on like policy on what a company's initial like you know what I mean, like it's almost like the top, like the leeches, direct leeches that influence decisions, if that makes any sense.
Right. Wait, say again?
These shareholders for companies, essentially the name of the game is making money.
Yeah, they're equally evil
So these shareholders, I mean, would it help even a little bit? My question is, does it even help a little bit to control what those people can and cannot influence a company to do?
Yes. It would help at least a little bit if you controlled that. Yes. That's my opinion. Yeah. I think if you regulated and monitored how much people can make, invest, the size that a company could get to, the amount of money that can be earned by individual humans. Yes, I think that if you regulated that, we would definitely rope in a huge amount of the evil that exists in this world. A huge amount, a insurmountable, unrecordable amount of evil would go away if you could get
rid of it. I'm always down to get rid of evil. Always.
Well, fucking cheers to getting rid of
cheers
evil.
Cheers to that. Cheers to that, devil.
I'm just going to look at it from like...
Nice try, devil.
Nice try, devil.
You guys think Diddy was the devil?
I think he prayed. I think
he prayed to the devil?
To Satan, yeah.
Did he do it?
What didn't Diddy do?
What did he do, though? Can you explain to me all the things he did do?
What did he do? What?
What would a diddy do if a diddy didn't do it, and a diddy didn't do it, a diddy do?
You get it. You get it.
That'd be a great shirt. We should make a shirt like that, Mick. Still a podcast shirt.
It's like a woodchuck chuck.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But yeah, I mean, I guess we're out of our depth, honestly, because I'm going to be honest with you, dude. In 10 years, I'm going to be off the grid, away from everybody. I'm going to be living and self-sustaining, doing paintings, playing music, looking at the sunset. That's jerking off. Definitely, dude. Jerking off is going to be, because I have my five things. Is like when I retire, people are like, well, you're going to go live in the woods? What are you going to do all day? People always ask me. I'm like, literally, I'm going to hunt. I'm going to fish.
Nice.
I'm going to paint. I'm going to play music and record it, which you still can do in the woods. Yeah. I'm going to paint, or I said paint, right? I'm going to write, and then I'm going to just literally be alone with nature. Those are all...
What's your wife? Do you have a wife now?
I really don't want to get into it right now, bro.
Fuck, dude.
Thanks.
My bad, dude.
It's okay. It's okay. No, I was avoiding it all day, and it's fine.
That's why I asked, because I feel like something was off.
It's fine. No, it's not. She'll come with me if that eventually happens, but we're just a little on the rocks right now, man.
That's just relationships.
You know how it goes, dude. You know how it goes.
I
know,
you're new.
Nothing but love for my fiance. But
did you guys see the quotes?
No, they didn't. He was on the different camera for it. Wait, Johnny, go to Johnny. My fiance. That rules. Yes. We got it. Anyways, what the fuck am I talking about? I'm going to retire to that.
I can't wait.
People can't understand the idea of, guess what? Death is sad anyway, no matter what.
Right.
So if I'm able to just get away from this fucking bullshit that I hate, all this societal bullshit that I really can't stand, politics and economics, I want out of it, dude. I really do. So if I could get away from it and die away from it, that's about as good
like,
as I'm going to get.
Like, Anthony, I wish I was as strong as you. Because I would do the same thing. I'd be like, fuck everything.
You don't
fuck
know how to everybody. Hunt? Have you ever hunted or fished?
No, I don't.
Dude, but, we should do like a remote episode where we go fishing or something.
I'm down to shit. But I've been fishing a couple times. But this is the thing. Like, I hear you and I'm like, I'm fucking down.
Yes, that's why he's a better board bitch. Yes.
I would be down with that life that you're talking about, but I'm so succumbed to.
But the same the way you, joys the same life, way you're I able guess. To wean yourself off of any behavior, alcohol.
I know,
abuse,
I get it, I get it.
It's so
easy. All that shit.
No, that one doesn't ever go away. I'm taking a pocket pussy up to the mountains.
You're gonna have to take a pussy with you, or you're gonna have to Uber it in. So, I get it.
I'll barter this fish and paintings to you if you just give up some strange doggy. I bet you I'll live in Alaska. That's where I'm gonna be, dude. I'll find my pussy in Alaska.
Yeah, this is where we're the same because I'm with you, dude. I'll be down as fuck. If it was just me and you hanging out in a cabin, fishing,
I'll tell you what. You both are getting my satellite phone number, and if you guys want to come up to the Alaskan tundra and visit me,
I can't wait.
When it all happens, you guys are more than welcome.
I can't wait.
I'll make you guys some honey salmon, just fresh off the river. Let's go,
man! I can't wait for those stool episodes where we zoom in, Anthony.
The bushcraft episodes.
We zoom you in, and you're in a fucking. There's a bunch of snow behind you and shit.
I got the big Grizzly Adams beard.
That's gonna be the best shit ever.
Oh my god! I just gotta wait for my cat to die. That's all.
I'm out. You gotta get yourself a husky. Whoa! What was that?
Another drop, I think.
That shit's funny, dude. That's the life. I think about this.
What about you? What about you, Mick? If you had the option, would you go off grid or?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
What are we talking? Van life or like making a cabin in the wilderness?
Van life is something I was very serious about before I met Melissa. Very serious to where I was pricing
it's
out.
It's a real. It's at this point. There's a huge part of the population that's living that way.
I was like, huge. I could live this way. And I was thinking about, dude, these are the things that went through my head at that time. I was like, I'll YouTube, I'll Instagram, and I'll Twitch stream and just make music and just live in my van. And then this guy hit me up with like, oh, you want to get on this song? And I was like, yeah, I'll come record this song with you. And then he's like, oh, you want to be in this project? Yeah. And then I met Melissa. She's, you know.
So
and
what
then,
you're
like,
saying is the dunce ruined your van life plan?
The dunce? My girlfriend ruined everything I had planned.
You guys fucked up my shit. All of you fucked up my shit.
Yeah, my band came in and ruined everything. I could have been out living in the... I would have been at fucking Big Bear right now just chilling in a cabin with my van outside super sick. It's okay.
It's fine, man. Like I said, I think I'll be able to carve out my little piece of the wilderness within the next decade. So, I mean, that's, there you go. That's your hard timeline on this podcast. I'm out in 10 years, guys. Not because of the podcast. That's because society fucking sucks.
Check this
out. Most of y'all suck.
Check this out. In my notes, 11/9/2020.
2020. Here we go.
Three rows down. What does that say?
Van build ideas?
Yeah.
And then what do we got? Slide out drawer table. Yeah, no. No, this is
I was
kind
serious.
Of shit. Honestly, shout out to, what is it? Ink, whatever?
It's ink pad.
Ink no pad. Problem. I don't use it anymore, but yeah, I missed that. That was a good pad.
Van build ideas in 2020. Slide out drawer tabletop. Slide out shower floor with pull up shower curtain. LED lights.
Now, Johnny.
Max air fans. Swivel passenger seat. Mr. Buddy heater, portable heater, Duracell shower stall.
Are you handy?
Really looking.
Are you handy? Like you're good.
I'm pretty good. I can figure it out.
Okay. Yeah. So you're like
my dad's an electrician.
Measure, cut. You know what to do.
I can do it.
Okay.
It'll take me. You know, I might fuck up a little. But
do you think?
I can do it.
Let me put a number on it, right? Or ask you to put a number on it. Do you think more than 50% of the population now that is over the age of 18? knows how to be handy like
no,
that.
No, hell no.
No. More than 50%
these
of the
kids are fucking retarded.
They're retarded.
Yeah, they're retarded.
They're retarded.
Definitely retarded.
They're definitely retarded.
100% retarded.
Retarded.
Anybody under 25 is fucking dumb as fuck.
Not anybody. No, I won't say
not every single last one of them. They're fucking retarded.
There are some people who have the right hand on their shoulders. I've met under 25. I will say it diminishes because yeah. I mean I have nieces and nephews that are like in the 30 to 26 range, right? Yeah. So they all I would say
26, you said?
Shut up, don't get me fucking started, bro. You wanna go? You wanna go? No, but in that range, it's like the last bastion of people who understand the true value of the mechanics of the world. Mm-hmm. You know, literally just Cub Scout shit. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't know how, if you don't know that rubbing two twigs together for long enough can make a fire, if you don't know these survival tactics.
That I pity you, dude. Mm-hmm. You, when shit goes down, I pity you. Yep. You know what yep. I mean? And people always like to criticize that phrase when shit goes down. Well, guess what, dude? Shit is going down right now. Mm-hmm. Shit is going down right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what to say. I'm proud of the fact that I know how to tie 20 different types of knots. I'm proud of the fact that I know 5 or 6 different ways to start a fire. 20. I know a lot of knots. I for some reason, I'm a knot nut. I'm a knot nut. You know, I like knots.
I like slip knot.
My favorite knot.
I would say
slip knot is my favorite knot. And I'm,
I would say I'm a knot. I'm a knot nut. What'd you say?
A knot nut.
A knot. I would say I'm a knot nut. Knot nut.
Knot nut.
I would say I'm a knot nut.
Yeah. You gotta be a knot nut. Mick, are you a knot nut?
He's not a knot nut.
No,
he's not a knot nut.
No, I'm not a knot nut.
I would say that Mick is one of those guys that say he would tell you, I'm not a knot nut.
I don't know if I can even repeat that.
I'm not
a knot nut. Fuck. See. But yeah, no, I personally, I don't know. I think that there are practical skills that exist in the real world and outside of this fucking thing. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have those or value those, that, you know, you're...
I think people our age realize that and we're aware of that. And that's why we kind of keep that a little bit close to our chest, like fishing or hunting or shooting a gun. You know what I mean? Like those little like things, those little nuances, like... We kind of like, no, I need to kind of know how to do that thing. I don't think the younger kids even think about that
shit.
Yeah,
it doesn't, it's not a part of their thought process.
It's not even there.
Their survival instincts are attention. And that's a problem. That's
fucked up.
That's a problem, dude.
That's a big problem.
Huge problem. Especially when, you know, you're gearing an entire generation of people towards a career that doesn't provide necessity, dude. They're providing entertainment, which yeah. is not commodity. It's not necessity. It's not even luxury, dude.
That's the biggest thing. It's not
hugely a problem. And I understand we're prime time to try to compensate for it with AI and robotics. And, you know, we got Amazon bringing in like automated order pickers and stuff like that. So yeah, once that takes over, cool. All these labor jobs, get rid of them. Cool. But what is that going to mean for like a whole part of society
yeah.
that like they don't want the intention? They don't want to be on YouTube. They don't want to, like, what is that going to mean, dude? Like, to me, it's a problem. This yeah. whole thing is a problem. We started this conversation about like talking about getting rid of TikTok. Yeah. Get it the fuck out of here. If you were to ask me, I love my Instagram right now. If you were to tell me like, hey, on April 1st of this year, Instagram is gone. So everything that you have saved on there, save it for yourself and keep it for yourself because we're going to just wipe it out. I'd be like, cool. Yeah. Every social media platform, which this will never happen, if they were just wipe out themselves and just be like, hey, this is bad for society, we're getting rid of it, I'd be on board.
Yeah. I'd be on board for that.
I think a lot of people, if you talk to them in conversation, they would say the same thing. But if you were to tell us that we were forced to like reset for a month, there's no literally electricity and we can't rely on these fucking things and we just have to get to work the way we do and we have to, and just force humanity to do that, we would all adapt. But right now we're in this place where we think that we need this shit. Yeah. And those people who know that are taking advantage of that and they're further driving us into the ground with their suppression. It's crazy.
Why wouldn't they?
Because the motivation to not is altruism. Yeah. And that's not the driving motivator for everybody right now.
Yeah.
Right now we need to be embracing our altruistic nature, which is literally the fact that community as a species benefits you to a degree. Okay. So being communal as a species, it benefits you.
Every time.
But right now, we have taken that and ran in the wrong direction. Yeah. So we need to redirect.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing that I could ever say. And it won't happen in my lifetime. That's why I'm retreating. Unless I'm running to the hills. I'm going to go embrace.
But isn't that a problem too? Why retreat? Why not be an activist?
That will eventually be an answer, because all the people who do that will survive through this chaos. Yeah,
but why not be an activist in the moment?
Because activism doesn't do shit.
Can't argue with that.
Activism doesn't do shit, dude. It's the loudest of us on the largest of soapboxes trying to wah-wah-wah our ways through the problem. That's what it is. That's what activism
doesn't do shit. That's the most realest shit I've ever heard.
Activism is the loudest of us trying to wah-wah-wah our way through the problem until someone gives us what we want. That's not the solution.
That's crazy. I love this guy. Mick,
I love you too, Johnny.
I love this guy.
I love you too, Johnny. Honestly, you pull these thoughts out of me. You pull this shit out of me. So there it is. There it is, doggy.
He just says the realest shit. You need to start rapping, dude.
I would never rap, dude. I would never be able to rap.
You know what?
I don't have the charisma.
Give me your ideas and I'll rap them.
Do you want me to ghostwrite for you? Let's go. I can do that.
Let's just try it. I'm gonna give you a beat one day. I'm gonna be like, all right, give me some ideas. Let me rap on your ideas. More than likely, I'm gonna agree with it. So let me rap on your ideas. I'll write the rhyme schemes and the flows.
I'll just give you words to spit out there.
This might be a fucking new project.
Game changer.
Jeez. Might be the new fucking Immortal Technique and shit.
Well, you gotta be Puerto crazy. Rican. That'd be better if we were Puerto Rican.
I like what you're saying.
Yeah, no, I mean that's my perspective on the whole shit, is that I think that it's a lot easier than a lot of people like to make it out to be. A lot of people claim it's not as easy as it is. In the reality, after 1 or 2 weeks of distancing yourself from this shit, it's like anything else, dude. Mm-hmm. You figure out some sort of new way to live. I challenge anybody out there right now to just fucking, instead of looking at their phone, read a fucking book for, you know, 10 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day. I've personally set an alarm for like, cause I can't escape the behavior, the doom scroll.
Yeah.
I like my shit, you know what I mean? But I set an alarm. I set a little 20 minute alarm every day. I get my little 20 minutes of doom scrolling and then I fucking permit that and then it's gone. And then I do the rest of my day, you know.
We're subject to fucking habit, and I do the same thing. So I just recently, in this past month, put whatchamacallit, my Instagram, to where when I'm on Instagram for 30 minutes in the day, it'll warn me. And a lot of the times I skip the warning, but
I'll tell you right now, even my alarm, I'll skip it for like 2 minutes. I'm like, all right, it did it 2 minutes ago. Get out of here.
But in my head, I'm like, yeah, you're right. Let me get off. Absolutely, fucking Instagram.
Dude. No behavior is. Yeah. If you ever think about that, think about it, dude. Think about it on the real levels. Is there anything in your life besides like, let's say like, okay, so when you came home from school, right? When you were in high school, you had to do your homework. And then let's say you wanted to either go hang out with your buddies or you wanted to play a video game or you wanted to do something, right? Is there anything in your life that ever felt this addictive as a behavior? Because to me, I could definitely say, like, okay, when, even when I was a teenager, most susceptible to and impressionable, you know, like I could like watch this stuff happen and not really realize it. It wasn't this manipulative. Yeah. It wasn't this malleable to my brain, dude. It's crazy. And we're adults. We're not teenagers. We're adults, dude. Right. And so you are in high school and you're like, all right, I'm going to have this discipline to be like from I get home at 3 o'clock. And then by 4 o'clock, I'm trying to be home, done with my homework. So I could play a video game or I could go, you know, hang out with my buddies or whatever. Right. Mm-hmm. So we had that level of discipline to our behavior and we're expecting that of this next generation, right? Mm-hmm. With this shit in their way. Are you fucking kidding me? Right. I would be doomed. I would be fucked if that was in my way, dude. Yeah, I would be fucked. I would be absolutely fucked.
That's
because unless you limit it, unless the parents take it into their hands to limit that kind of shit, that generation is fucked from actually learning and comprehending the shit that they're even going to school for.
Yeah.
You know, it's wild how it's affecting that. That's a thing that nobody even talks about, like how it affects people.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
crazy. You doing your homework? Like literally, and you're just, yeah, I'm doing my homework.
I'm also scrolling.
Yeah. It's wild. No comprehension to the actual that's facts actually
crazy.
And knowledge.
Yeah, it's actually crazy. Wild. A lot of kids are doomed, you know, and it sucks.
What do you got, Mick?
I don't know. They do their homework a lot faster now.
Yeah, because they cheat through Wikipedia.
Yeah. AI, dude.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I'd be all over ChatGPT if I was in high school right now.
Is that your background?
Who are these fucking fuckwads? My Theo plays that.
We got a tuba player who's gonna come and just sit in right now.
These guys are about to, I feel like they're about to go off.
Can I just say this is beautiful?
It is beautiful.
To me, that's so beautiful, dude. Well, that's, I mean, practiced.
Like, you
and
can't.
It's like these, what, five guys? And
is
I know there's
going to
be a sixth guy. Yeah, it's a kid.
It's a child.
Then, and there's going to be a sixth guy who comes in and does that tuba or someone's going to trade out.
He starts.
That's so beautiful. The idea communally, these guys got together, this group of people got together to make this piece of music. That's so much more beautiful.
Right. What is
it
this?
Is. Oh, it really is.
I know what Mick's doing. You know what he's doing? He's clicking on random YouTube videos.
Is he?
I love this. What is this?
What's
this band called?
2 days ago, The Browning.
Oh, The Browning?
I'm down with this.
I love The Browning.
Hey.
Workout music.
Hey,
Workout music.
Shout out Hardcore Keem. He's a bass player for
The Browning.
Browning.
I love this band.
I love The Browning, dude. Keem, look at Keem go.
Let's go. Yes.
I'm with it. I'm super biased to this band, though.
No, I love every record that they put out. They're so fun. They know what they do. They don't take themselves too seriously.
No, they just do their thing. Yeah.
They're the shit. And that's I'm Blue.
It is. I didn't notice that.
You got a blue girl in the jet.
Yeah, I saw it. Woo! Let's fucking go, doggy.
I'm gonna
bump this on the way home.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Hell yes. There he is. Shout out, Keem.
Who did I say I was gonna bump on the way home?
I didn't hear.
Fuck, last episode we were talking about somebody. Fuck, I should have wrote it down.
It's all right.
Oh, we forget
you. You didn't know that?
No.
I'm blue. I'm in need of a guy.
If I was green, I would die.
I'm gay. I'm in need of a guy. Tell me that's not what he's saying.
I've always thought it was the other one. I don't know.
I can't say for sure. He's gay as shit. That's what happened there.
God, Lifesaver gummies are good.
So good. See? I'm in need. There's Hardcore Keem.
When he screams it, it does sound like that.
I'm telling you. Listen to the original song. That's what he's saying. It's a good song. It's a good cover.
I love it. I love it. Let's go.
This is a good cover. The music video is fucking sick. The double bass. Uh-oh.
Yep. Let's go.
Oh, I love that.
I told you, in a breakdown, electronics, sucker. I'm a sucker. That's a love watch from me on the Browning.
I love the Browning.
Love watch.
I've always loved them, though.
That's a love watch.
I'm biased towards them. My brother used to tour with them and everything, so I'm biased. I love Hardcore Keem, too, dude. He's great.
Oh, yeah. He's fun. Was he the first to kind of do that, like, metalcore reaction like video thing?
Shit? Yeah, he was one of the ones.
He's the first I saw, and then Nick Nocturnal were like, it was those two.
Exactly. Nick Nocturnal, and then fucking Franz started doing them.
Have you watched that? Have you guys watched any of that?
Yeah.
The Musician House? Oh, go to it. What is it? Well, oh, shit. Vamp for a second. I'll find it. But they're doing like a reality show. It's what? Jared Dines is like hosting this reality show where Jared it's like Dines? All these like famous YouTube musicians are getting together in a house, like almost like Big Brother or one of those shows. You haven't seen it?
No.
It's called Musician House or Music House.
That sounds great.
Let me look it up. Is
that going to be like a series?
No, it's currently
it's
run.
Done or it's on
it's
right
on
now.
On YouTube and all that stuff right now.
What?
Yes, you haven't seen it?
No. What? That sounds great.
That sounds like Musician Mansion.
Musician Mansion. It's season like two already. It's what? In season two.
That sounds like go exactly something let's, we would be into.
Let's go.
Three of your ex-boyfriends died.
Okay. Yeah, we're all right. Well, all right.
I don't have three ex-boyfriends. I got five, so.
Well, three of them died.
Mansion. Created by Jared Dines.
Yeah, let's go. See? Sweetwater. Yo, this,
sponsored by Sweetwater? Yep. That's fucking brilliant. Yeah. Oh, hey. Hello. Oh, hey, hello. Yeah, they grabbed all the hot chicks and shit.
I mean, look, you. As soon as you said that.
I know him. I know David. I know David. His name's David Lyon.
Get him on the pod.
I know him. Dude. Get him I already on the asked pod. Him, I already asked him about the pod.
I've seen her.
Oh, Casey's great. He's a great vocalist.
He,
she, I don't give a fuck.
The pink hair is a he.
Nick is great. She's hot. He's retarded. Retarded. Retarded more.
All right, Johnny.
Oh. Autistic.
Okay, let's skip past the introductions. Chubby. I don't give a shit.
Dumbass.
It's too many musicians. Do they get eliminated as they go?
This is dope. I didn't know. I didn't know. I'm going to hit up David right now.
Go for it, dude.
I'm going to hit him up right now. David, what? Bro, yeah. I used to play with David's band back in the day. They were called Lion something.
Play it as I'm going to look up the description of what the whole thing is.
Over and over and over again and then learn it.
Yo, Mick, when we first started Abracadabra, David Lyon, right there, the guy, the white boy on the computer, I asked him to come play guitar for us. And because I've known him for years, and I asked him, and he was like, bro, I moved to fucking Tampa or wherever he moved to. He's like, I would be down. He's like, yes, the music is pretty sick, but like, I'm like totally not near you guys. I'm like, oh, it's all good, bro. I literally like was trying to recruit him for Abracadabra because I wanted him to play guitar for us. He's the shit. He's a fucking dope ass guitar player.
Okay, so here's what I'm reading about it. Most episodes have two musical themed challenges, one or more specialists, and then another being the main goal challenge. That's confusing for the band. There's a side quest confusing. Sprinkled in between for each band to break it up and interjects a lot of humor into the show. I wonder if are they eliminated or what happens with the show? What's the point of the show? Do they have to write a song? What is it? Does it say anything in the description, Mick, in the YouTube description? Garbage. Garbage. But yeah, this is a show. There's a bunch of musicians. They get together.
I love this.
I think there's a thing where they either have to try to write a song or write music and see if the this is better than that or what. But I don't know. Play it.
isolated over there in the bungalows where we all sleep. They're either
that guy looks straight out of Stranger Things.
Hiram Hernandez and Cole Roland. Depending on how well you do,
there's Nick right there. I love Nick. Shout out Nick Nocturnal.
He's the shit. Yeah. The shit. I love Nick, dude. Sick ass bass player.
With that being said, are you guys ready?
This is so funny, dude. I did not know.
Let's start the show.
I did not know Dave was in this shit. That's
he just said the rules. Shut up, Johnny. Rewind it. He said the rules, literally.
Please go upstairs.
Chris.
What up, Greystone? You bunch of punk bitches! We're back with a vengeance! I'm the Grasshopper!
Love the vocals. I like it. There you go. There's your boy.
It's my guy right there. Yeah. I'm texting him right now. He's the best. I also just sent one of his videos to the group chat because it's so funny, dude. Casey's fucking really good.
Great vocalist. But I'm honestly, I feel embarrassed myself.
Is that a girl? That's a girl.
Yeah.
That's a bitch for sure.
Part of me wanted to make the joke. Is that Yolanink? But I don't want to do that.
The guy with the long hair and the mustache, he covers all the bands. He was there. I just saw him. He's a great vocalist. Yo, my boy David's the fucking man, dude. He's so good. Ridiculously good guitar player.
Is the first group of musicians that formed a band. And I guess, can you fast forward a little bit to see if there's another band that plays next?
A girl bassist and a girl drummer?
Guitarist and
a
girl drummer.
A girl singer? That's fucking awesome.
I don't know, Johnny. I don't know what you could say. It's a Z-Zemzer situation, I think.
What? There was a joke that Big J said. He said... Them they.
That's the name of the special. Yeah, which is brilliant. That's brilliant on levels that people don't understand.
He said them need to tell they that they're a girl.
Yeah, that's the punchline to the whole special. Yeah, it's amazing.
So fucking funny, dude. Oh my gosh, Big J is a fucking man.
He's
dude.
The best. He's literally probably the GOAT. Everything that I listen to revolves around Big J. Yeah, so
he's the greatest.
Even though I have shower arguments with Big J, I really do. I'm like, dude, you're so stupid in this opinion. But then I understand it was like, the fact that you hold that opinion is why I fucking love you, dude.
Oh man.
Here we go. We got another one. Yeah, there's Nicky Boy and your buddy. No?
No. All right. So what are they doing?
I immediately like that better.
So what are they doing? They just write a song together?
That's when I heard it first.
I like this. Oh, I know who that guy is, the singer. He's a fucking Bear Screams fucking... He used to always talk about the Bear Screams. Did you knock it down?
Yep.
Yeah.
Here you go. Here's proof that unless there's a bunch of pitters, hardcore doesn't hit better than actual good music.
That's true.
Unless you have a bunch of pit
warriors.
You gotta
warriors. Have a pit. Yeah, you gotta have a mosh pit.
See, it's ruining it for them. Even though it's better than the last song, musically it's better already.
This song is pretty fucking sick.
I like it. I do like it.
It's very hardcore.
I'm into it. Yeah, I like that chaotic fucking vocal.
Yep.
Groovy as shit now. Let's go. Stage presence is not great.
Not great.
Greystone, your caller just
If D&G played right here, they would love us.
You think so?
Yeah, we're good. We're good as fuck.
Without the pit stuff.
We're simpletons.
I'm telling you, hardcore has no footing without people pitting
That's
to
true.
It.
That's true.
It has no footing without dudes pitting to
this
it.
This is what I'll say. We're simpletons.
People pitting to it.
But we're good as fuck.
You are.
We're good at playing.
I tell you that more than you believe it.
We're the best people at playing opens. That's all I'm going to say.
Mick, this or the last one? This or the last one?
The last one.
Just
heavy.
Predictable.
And yeah.
Shit. Sounds like my band, dude.
Is there another band?
We fucking
band?
Suck,
is it, it's just like some like beat down shit.
I'm going to tell you guys right now, I'm going to quit this band because we suck, dude.
Hey, could you be like, hey, I have a buddy who will play bass for you guys. Not as good as me.
I have one of my friends. He plays bass, but with a pick, but he'll play for you guys.
I can play with my fingers. I can play with my fingers. I just got to practice more.
No, I love my band. I have fun playing with these guys. And I've been adjusting my sound to more like a filthy, fucking rattly ass sound.
Yeah.
It sounds crazy.
The one time I saw you guys live, you are on that tip. I can tell.
Yeah. Well, I got my fucking, I've had it for a few months now, but my dark glass pedal, my Ultra Omega Photon. I finally dialed it in where I want it.
Okay.
You know?
This is a good one. How about this? Piece of gear in your setup, complete game changer. Go. Was it dark glass?
Dark glass Alpha Omega Photon. Game changer. I don't need nothing else but that pedal and my head. And that's it. I'm good. I don't need nothing else.
Mick, you got one?
It does everything for me.
I know. I want to hear Mix because he has so much fucking gear.
Yeah. Live, talking about live hardware?
Yeah, hardware.
Yes, live hardware.
My angle head.
Yeah.
That thing's dope.
When you brought that into Abracadabra, it changed everything.
Yeah, that thing is insane. It's like you can get the perfect tone on it. It's insane.
Mine's kind of hella basic, but I swear by it.
Fucking Metal Zone. No. You guys like Metal Zone Boss? It's pretty sweet.
You guys remember the what is it? The Digitech. No, mine's hella basic. But one thing that I would, if it broke down on me,
You guys ever heard of a wah pedal? I could do a lot of cool stuff.
No,
with
my orange cab. My orange cab, it's very simple, but I don't want to bump out of anything but an orange cab from the rest of my life. I just love the way it sounds to me. It just hits my ears right.
My homie fucking Michael Lamelli, which we had on the pod, that's what he started using. He's like, bro,
I swear by it, dude. I love orange. It makes me a better guitarist because of how I sound through it.
So
I can't explain that.
It's crisp sound.
It's so,
so
crisp.
You can hear every fucking fuck up you do.
Yeah.
You have to be better.
What's the best come up you had of
it? It would also be my orange cab because I got it from the Redlands Guitar Center for $600 when it's $849. So
my best come up was I got a free Ibanez hollow body guitar. I got 210.
You told me about this. I remember this.
I got it all for free because this lady was
that
like,
shit rules.
Bro, it was the best.
That rules. That's like your birthday coming early, dude.
And I needed that. At that time, I was like, I need a cab. I need a guitar. I was doing all this shit. And this lady was like, you know, my husband, he wants to get rid of all this shit. And Guitar Center wouldn't take this guitar because there's a little fucking crack in it. And they won't take these cabs because they don't know what they are. I took all that shit for free.
Hell yeah.
I filled my car with everything I could fill from them.
You're like, there was shit on my lap as I drove out of there.
Bro, I'm not even kidding. I'm not. The guitar that I had was like on the seat, but then like coming over because I had to open the window.
Like I was coming from Home Depot.
Bro, I took everything I could from that lady, but she was super cool. Her kids, I was like, no, let me give me some money. And her fucking like 13-year-old and 16-year-old are like, no, trust me. My dad's got a gang of shit. We have to come back a few more times to get rid of all his shit. Just take it. And I was like, are you sure? And like, take it. It's a blessing from God. Take it. I was like, all right, I'll take it.
Go. I would be, I would have left fucking skid marks.
I loaded as much shit as I could into my car.
That rules.
That was awesome.
Mick, best come up.
God bless them.
Mine is that cab in the back right there.
Which one is it? Is it
the that cab Honor? Right there?
Uh-huh.
Is a Framus Cobra cab.
Oh, the Framus. Oh. I remember you telling me about the Framus when you got
so,
it.
So that cab, funny thing about that cab is it was at a Guitar Center in West Covina.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, I was there. Was I there for that one?
No.
We picked up somebody. Oh, no. We picked something up from somebody's house in that area.
In West Covina.
Maybe, yeah. But yeah, no, I went, I got that. So I said unknown cab. $150. I bought like right away.
Yeah, let me get it.
Right away.
Let me get that.
Yeah.
And then you looked it up.
Yeah, it's a $1,200 cab.
That's fucking crazy.
I just didn't have the logo on the front. The
they didn't know.
The Torlex on the outside is a little torn, but
that's fucking crazy. Still sounds great.
Yeah, it has the Celestian greenbacks in there.
Fuck. Hell yes, dude. That, see, now that's the kind of shit we need to get into more, dude. I talking about our gear.
Yeah, I love
talking
that.
Talking about all the fucking gear geekiness that we have, you know?
Well, this guy, this guy loves
this,
that.
What's this clip? What's this clip? You have a clip queued up. What is this shit? What is this? I
love it. Wait, okay. Hold on.
Explanation, please.
Let me explain it. Okay. So... And you're going to want to pull up the oval instead of the rectangle. So I just found this today. I was scrolling Facebook, right? I mean, no, Instagram. And it's a guy who has Instagram and he has a YouTube channel. I haven't checked out his YouTube channel, but I figure it's all these videos. And it's called Epic Wars with a Z. YT because of YouTube on Instagram. That's what's called Epic Wars YT, right? With the Z, Epic Wars with the Z YT. And he just computer simulates wars between two sides and then just puts it up and let them computerize, like, you know, CPU fight each other. It's fucking great. So this one is Avengers
versus
1 million Uruk-hai from Lord of the Rings. Yeah, and it's fucking so funny, dude. It cracks me up. So some of the other ones he has was, it was like 1 million women versus 10,000 bears or something like that. Oh, some random shit. Like just random fucking...
How do you find this stuff?
I don't. My algorithm on Instagram is fucking cooked, dude. It is so fucking fucked up. Let's
all
see.
Right, here we go.
Look at it. It's all here the Avengers.
Spider-Man... You got Hulk and that guy.
You can see Black Panther. Ant-Man in the back.
All right.
It's all the Avengers. Thor, Hulk, Iron Man. That was, what's his name? There goes Captain America. Iron Man right there. Who's that? I can't see that.
That's Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange. Who's that?
I didn't see.
Skip forward again.
I want to see him fight.
No, it's on the IG. I can't skip.
Oh, you can't skip. Yeah. Only on your phone you can skip. Here we go. Here's the one million Uruk-hai.
Okay.
Look at all that.
Okay. Let's see this.
This is so crazy. Fucking funny, dude.
Okay.
This is great. I love this channel, dude. I was like, this is the best thing I've ever seen.
Oh, God, dude. This is how I know we live in a simulation, dude. If they could simulate this, why not simulate us?
Look at it.
Oh, shit.
It's so good when it kicks in. It's the best. It's the best when it fucking takes off. Watch. Give it a few more. I know it's starting slow, but watch.
Oh, God.
Oh my god.
Honestly, 1 million doesn't look as big as I thought it would.
Yeah, right. Look at Doctor Strange go. He's a fucking beast.
So the point is the Avengers are winning.
look at all the Uruk-hai just flying around, dude.
Just dominating, just eliminating Uruk-hai.
It's so fucking funny, dude.
Just letting them pile up. The only danger that the Avengers are facing is drowning in dead Uruk-hai.
So one of the other ones that they posted was 1,000 Arnold Schwarzenegger as Terminator versus 1,000,000 Peter Griffins.
Oh God, what? My God.
It's just so funny. They just post the most stupidest combination.
I'm going to tell you this right now, Johnny. This is stupid as shit. Send me whatever page this is.
I will. I definitely will. It's the greatest thing I've ever stumbled upon. I was like, literally, this is within 20 minutes of waking up, and I'm just like on my phone like, what? What? And I was just crashed.
No.
And
then here's what really happened. Here's what really happened.
Stuck for 15
I'm
minutes.
I'm going to do the whole thing. Here we go. Right. Ready? I'm Johnny right now. Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Let me see what time it
is. Face my day here. What? And he's watching it, and then... And that's what happened. Is he dreamt this shit, and then it manifested into the real world.
It happens. That's how it happens.
It actually happened.
Hour 20?
Hour 5-minute wrap?
Fuck.
Let's get that 5-minute wrap.
We rambled a lot about Luigi Faggioni.
Yeah, fuck Luigi Faggioni, dude. And fuck, you know what's funny them. Is I really don't even hey, know.
Yo,
I don't
fuck even know. Luigi. Fuck the healthcare system. Fuck the government. Fuck the IRS. Yo, y'all pussies. Y'all don't want to meet me in the streets, bitches, motherfuckers.
The ironic part is that Johnny himself is going to edit all of that to be like, I love the IRS. I love Luigi Maggiore.
Right now, fuck the IRS, dude. Fuck those motherfuckers.
What are they take what are money they coming from after me for you?
Every fucking year. I pay taxes.
Yeah.
Those motherfuckers take money from me.
I'm a 50-50, dude.
Like, fucking year.
The last
fuck
decade,
them.
I've been 50-50 hey, the last decade.
Fuck the government. I worked for the USPS for 4 years. You know what they sent me after I quit? $1,000 bill. And guess what? What did I pay? $1,000 to the USPS because of fuck those pussies. I had to do it. If I didn't do it, guess what? They were fucking my credit score. Fuck the USPS.
Wait, no.
Fuck
explain
the
that.
Government.
Explain that. I want to hear that.
Fuck
hear that.
The IRS.
Explain that more. So they send you a $1,000 bill to pay the taxes
this is what
on
happened.
Their job?
This is what happened. So when you work for the USPS as a mail carrier, right? You work as a what they call a CCA
yes,
before you go full-time, right? I went full-time, right? And within the year, I quit. So within the year, what they do is they front you vacation time. But the whole time you're a CCA, you don't get accumulate any vacation time. So I put my time in for over 3 years. I put my time in, and then I was like, cool, they gave me vacation time. I'm going to quit. So I'm going to take 2 weeks off, and then I'm going to quit. So I did that. Then they said, hey, yo, you owe us because you took that vacation time, even though it was owed to me.
Mm-hmm.
I took that vacation time as cash.
You see what evil is, Johnny?
I took that as
you
cash.
You see what evil looks
no,
like?
Fuck them, dude.
Yeah, you see what
I
evil
hate
looks
USPS
like?
USPS
that, that's what
of that
evil
shit.
People look like, dog.
And guess what?
Is the people that are able to take those rules and bend them in their favor, yep. Doggy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
That's evil.
That's what evil
I
is.
I agree with you there.
There we are.
So, hey, I was at 750 credit score. Where am I now? 680 because of those motherfuckers.
That's not that bad, dude. You're fine.
Fuck
you're
them.
Fine. If you were in the
they
fives,
took over
you'd be,
50
you'd
points
be toasted,
for me.
But you're fine, dude.
I worked on my credit on, score
honestly,
hard.
A little credit karma work, you'll be fine, Doug.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
I'm all about... Hey,
Mick,
let me tell you this,
off,
guys.
Dude. No,
real quick.
Shut up, Johnny. You've been rambling funny. Mick, send us off, my friend.
And that has been the East Gold Podcast. Thank you guys for checking this out. I'm going to go ahead and take it away, Anthony, with some plugs.
Okay, so that's going to be Ranthony John on Instagram. Ranthony John. That's going to be the main way to find me moving forward. Total rebrand. Look out for more rants. I'm on a tear. Yo, we're going for this shit. 2025. Anthony, we love it.
Let me tell
Dead
you
Widow, Vitch, which is what? Witch. Witch. My other band with Witch, Corey. Yeah, Witch. Yeah. That's all 2025. Race Car Boxer is coming. Cherry Coyote is coming. Let's get out.
He has and 10 bands and shit.
I just make music, you know.
This is the thing.
Johnny.
This is what I'm going to say about the government, right? Just go into a whole nother.
Johnny, plugs.
Check out Johnny Savage, JonnySavag on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, until it's gone. It's not going anywhere. But check out all that. Check out my band, DNG Heavy. Check out The Dunce. We just finished a song. It's called, EP. What's the EP called again?
Ignite.
Yep. We have an EP called Ignite. It's out right now. Ignite. The music video will be out in 2 motherfucking weeks. 2 weeks, you motherfucker. Still? Shut the fuck up, Mick. It's going to be great.
All right.
I know, Mick. I'm sorry. It's too long, but it's going to be out this month. Ignite. We have a music video coming out for Quantum.
Hell yeah.
Featuring motherfucking MC Mega.
Yes.
It's going to be out. Okay. Come hang out with us next week. I think we're going to get Mega on the pod next week.
Nice.
I think that's
next Sunday.
That's the best way to start the year off. Mega. And then we'll get I say Mega the next week. Fucking, fat fuck. What's his name? You guys, who are you guys thinking of?
I'm not going to say Young Link.
You guys are pieces of shit. I wasn't going to say
that.
I was not going to say. Yeah. I was going to say somebody else, but you guys are thinking Young Link. You guys are pieces of shit.
Young Link is literally the fourth member of this podcast.
I love Young Link.
Yeah,
he's my guy.
If he comes through in lieu of any of the rest of us. Are these your plugs?
Yeah,
these are
my plugs. Yeah. Okay, my bad. Johnny Savage at JonnySavag on everything. DNG Heavy on Instagram. We got a show coming up.
Damn, on the 11th.
I should have plugged that
January
11th. Last show. This is going to be out after that. God damn it.
Add an extra plug.
We have shows coming up. Go check our Instagram out, dngheavy.com or whatever the fuck. We have a new music video that just came out called True Colors. Go check that out. We should have watched it. You fucking pieces of shit.
We'll watch you on the next one. You swear.
And then that's it. That's it. Go ahead, Anthony.
Mick. No, I already did my Mick.
Mick, go ahead.
You guys fucking...
Shut the fuck up,
you guys are
dude.
Fucking whack, dude. All right. Hear me out. Before I say anything, like and subscribe to this video. Make sure you go and check that out. Hit that bell icon right there.
Right there.
Make sure Dom is on all social media. And I got... got a new EP for Mixture Domus.
Mixture Domass.
And
you want some
hopefully I'm not a board bitch next time, and I'll tell you guys